One that comes to mind is Matthew 6, where Jesus commands us to not do our giving in order to be seen by men. And then he, in the same context, he's talking about not only giving, but prayer and fasting. And then he goes into the Lord's Prayer, and then into the passage in verses 19 through 21 of Matthew 6 about storing up treasures in heaven rather than on earth. Well, what I have heard that passage, I think, very badly misinterpreted almost every time I've heard it taught on. Because what it says is that Jesus is saying that our giving should be utterly secret. And then passages such as don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing or whatever, which I think are saying don't be self-conscious about your giving in some way that commends yourself and congratulates yourself for your great sacrifices and righteousness and all of that, which is what the Pharisees would do. But instead, what he's actually saying in that passage is do not do your giving in order to be seen by men. In other words, it's a matter of your purpose. He doesn't say it's always wrong if people see your giving. That's clearly not what he means. He has just said in chapter 5, maybe 7 or 8 minutes earlier in the same message as it was being given, let your light shine before men. Let them see your good deeds and glorify who? You? No. Glorify your Father who is in heaven. He has actually commanded people that to let others see the good deeds that they're doing for the glory of God, that God might be honored. And so now you say, oh, so is giving financially not a good deed? Is that not included? Is there a time where it's not only okay for other people to know that we're giving, but it's God's will? In the same way, I tell people this in the church, look, that same passage talks about prayer and fasting. So what do? When our pastor preaches on prayer, or we have a missionary that comes in and he's talking about prayer, do we want him to say nothing about his prayer life? Well, no, actually, we don't even want to hear from somebody that has nothing to say about their prayer life. I mean, here's what I do. Now, if they're self-congratulating, I'm this magnificent prayer warrior and look at me, I'm so good. Well, of course, they're doing their praying to be seen by men and commended by men, and their reward will be from men, but they won't receive reward from God. But isn't that true of everything? If somebody gets up and brags about their fasting, if somebody brags, let's say you got somebody that's speaking on the family, and they say, ah, we got the best family. We never have problems in our family. My wife and I have the greatest marriage on earth. We never have conflict. We never, you know, or whatever. Well, of course, that would all be wrong. But are we actually saying nobody is ever supposed to talk about what they've learned about marriage and what they've learned about parenting and what they've learned about praying and what they've learned about Bible study and what they've learned about giving? Are they never supposed to tell their stories? And I tell this to people, you know, in Romans 12, you've got one of the lists of spiritual gifts, and one of those gifts there is the gift of giving. And I believe, I recently did a blog on this, I believe that giving is, of all the spiritual gifts, probably the single most neglected spiritual gift in terms of conversation or teaching on it in the church. My belief is that if you go to a church, there are so many people exercising gifts of help, gift of mercy, gift of teaching, gift of, you know, fill in the blanks. But where do young people go, or any people in the church, to learn about giving? It's like, oh, no, don't ask, don't tell. We don't deal with giving, because giving is something we're to be utterly silent about, because Jesus said, don't do your giving in order to be seen by men. So we will never, ever, ever talk about our personal giving. And Yeah, there's pastors who have been criticized when they say, you know, God just really laid it on my heart to sell our second car or, you know, downsize or, you know, whatever and give the money to God's kingdom. And then somebody says, no, you're never supposed to talk about your giving. And that I think is completely artificial and not at all the intent of what Jesus was saying. And I think one of our biggest problems in the church today is that people don't see the alternative of a careful life of wise and generous stewardship. All they see is people who, for all they know, are living just like everybody else in the world is. They live in the same houses, they drive the same cars, they do whatever everybody else does, they just happen to go to church. Whereas there should be much more to it where you learn and know the stories of people who are living on a small fraction of their income. Even if they live a middle-class life, they're giving away 50, 80, 90% to God's kingdom and experiencing great joy in it. And if we think it would be wrong for anyone else to ever know that, then we're in trouble. Was it wrong that as a young believer, I was deeply touched by R.G. Letourneau and his giving away 90% to God's kingdom? I prayed, God, bring me to a point in my life where one day I could give away 90% of the income that comes in, and by God's grace, that has happened, and I say that to His glory, not to mine.